Well, after 8 years and three trials, the plaintiffs in the pepper spray case were triumphant finally. However, they were only paid $1 each. However, there was a question whether or not their attorney's fees would be awarded. And now, apparently, they've had good news from Judge Susan Elston regarding an order that came down in the last couple of days. Spring Lundberg is one of the plaintiffs, and she explained.
She says she agrees with us that we are entitled to some amount of money to go to the legal team for the costs and fees of the case. And this is an important decision because not only for our case, because there was a lot of toil and costs along the way of the 8 years, but also because civil rights cases of this nature are usually brought by individuals like us who are of little means, up against perhaps a police department or some other defendant that has more money and resources at hand. And it's important to preserve the idea that people can bring a constitutional case like this and will get reimbursed if they prevail. So the judge said that she hasn't decided the exact amount. We'll probably find that out in October. But it's very heartening. And the defendants, unfortunately, have been appealing everything every step of the way. It's funny, in the movies, the movie usually ends with the jury verdict, and it seems like the case is over. But most victories or successes require follow-through to cement them, and we have to be committed to that in this case, and it always has been that way along the 8 years. The Board of Supervisors, the county, and the law enforcement agencies involved are asking for a fourth trial, believe it or not. And meanwhile, you know, we only received $1 each as the activists involved. But it seems that they're very stubborn and bullheaded, and they want to be able to use pepper spray on nonviolent people. And I was surmising that perhaps there's pressure nationally from law enforcement around the country to not lose this one, because we are at an important juncture in our society right now. Will people be able to protest the way they have in the past?
That was Spring Lundberg, one of the plaintiffs. Now, KMUD News also spoke with Dennis Cunningham, one of the attorneys representing those plaintiffs. He explained the legal issues behind the judge's decision.
The rule is clear that you got when you get no money or nominal damages, as they're so quaintly called, you got to justify the fees by some other tangible result, is the language. And so she says there was a tangible result in the form of the principle of the thing, which was really what it was, what we fought about. And she shows how the evidence showed that that was the case. And she wrote a tidy order here, affirming that there was some achievement, but she hadn't measured it. She's Delphic as to what proportion, say, of what the normal award would be if there was full success. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, whether or not you get an award is a measure of your success beyond the fact that you prevail in court.
Well, beyond the fact that you prevail only with nominal damages.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got a judgment, that's good, but there needs to be a reason why you should get paid if you didn't get the money you were supposedly there for.
Okay.
So, but we're saying, well, we were there for the principal, and the judge agrees with that. But it does. It's still the thing is, there's still some kind of a discount, obviously, and she's been she's reticent with respect to any estimation of how much she would think was appropriate.
So it will basically be up to her?
It will be up to her in the first instance. You know, then if the cops don't like it, they can appeal it.
Now, as I understand it, that the county is actually appealing. On what basis?
Well, they haven't, to my knowledge, filed any appeal as yet. Appeal to her. For a kind of a standard motion for a new trial, and we was robbed type of pleading, which she denied.
Oh, so they have appealed, okay, but
they haven't appealed to a higher court. No doubt they will at least file an appeal to protect their position, and wait while they see what's going to happen with this fee thing.
What's your take on that? I mean, I guess that's standard procedure?
Yes and no. We don't think they should have fought this case at all, you know, or this long or this hard or any more or anything, you know. They should admit they were wrong and move on. But if they follow the form that they've had, they're going to appeal both the judgment against them in the trial about excessive force and any fee award. You know, if the fee award is low enough, or if they could feel they can negotiate a settlement instead. Somehow, I suppose they'll be, in theory, they're open to that. You know, we think the insurance pool would be wanting to do that, not run up the bill anymore, but you never know, you know. It's the thing that determines it is what the cops want.
How definitive was she in her finding that there was some reward gotten out of it, that is, you know, on the whatever, some kind of existential level, the principles? How definitive was she? I mean, in other words, how much do you think she thinks you did get out of it?
Well, let me see if I can read some little parts. She says, defendants do not even dispute that the plaintiff's efforts were directed at the principle of the case and towards the goal of preventing them from using it against them in the future. And based on the verdict, she says the court must conclude that plaintiffs prevailed on the principle. Beyond the principle is a close question of whether we achieved tangible results. And then she goes through a bunch of different stuff, you know, things that are in different cases about what examples of tangible results. And she sees some that we argued and rejects others. You know, that gives you a sense she's going to come in there in the middle somewhere.
Can you give us an idea, an example of a tangible result that she believes you achieved?
The Court of Appeals decision, for sure, was a real thing. The stuff that happened in the legislature as well, that where they imposed regulation on the made the Post, you know, do stuff about civil disobedience, and they made changes in the law of how it would be handled, and those kind of legal things she tended to affirm, and the kind of public stuff, you know, that got a lot of knowledge of the issue out there and stuff like that, she tended to sort of reject. But she hadn't had her last word on it, you know, and of course neither have we.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass said, "People might not get all that they work for in this world, but they must certainly work for all they get." And that's been true in our case, but we thank everybody for supporting it. And we will cement this victory, and it will be important.
And that was Spring Lundberg and Dennis Cunningham, her attorney. If you want to know more, you can click on to www.nopepperspray.org.